Recording in progress.
Good evening. We will now call to order the Township of Piscataway Council meeting of March 4th, 2025. Adequate notice of this meeting has been provided as required under Chapter 231 PL 1975, specifying the time, date, location, login, or dial-in information, and to the extent known, the agenda by posting a copy of the notice on the municipal building, municipal court, and the two municipal library bulletin boards, municipal website, providing a copy to the official newspapers of the township and by filing a copy in the office of township clerk in accordance with a certification by the clerk, which will be entered in the minutes. There will be public comment periods for both remote and in-person attendees separately. Each member of the public shall only have one opportunity to speak during each public portion. As the technology does not allow us to know if there are multiple callers on an individual phone line or logged in user account, we ask that if you wish to speak, that you log in or dial in separately so that way we can recognize you as a separate individual. Should you have any further comments or questions, the Township Council is always available by email and phone, and you can always call the mayor's office during normal operating hours. Ms. Mitch, can I have a roll call, please?
Councilmember Cahill. Councilmember Carmichael.
Here.
Councilmember Leibowitz.
Here.
Councilmember Lombardi.
Here.
Councilmember Rashid.
Here.
Councilmember Uren.
Here.
And Council President Espinoza.
Here. Please join us in saluting the flag. Good evening, council members. Are there any comments from the administration and council regarding adjournment of any matters on this agenda?
No add-ons, Council President.
None.
Thank you. Open to the public, comments regarding item number 13, consent agenda items, ordinance, second reading, I'm sorry. Comments regarding items 13, number 13, consent agenda items. One more time, comments regarding item number 15, consent agenda items. I see none. We're going to open to the remote portion. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on the Zoom app or by phone by pressing star 9. When it's your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press star 6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions. Ms. Mitch, do we have anybody in queue?
Council President, there is nobody raised for this agenda item with their hands raised.
Thank you. Closing to the remote attendees, opening to the in-person attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council or administration will then respond if necessary. See no one. Closing to the public. Close to the public. Mayor's proclamation.
Thank you, Council President. If you don't mind, this is going to be item number 5 for a proclamation honoring June Sadlowski. If you don't, public doesn't mind, let me read the proclamation, then we're going to have June come up to receive it. Whereas founded in 1978, Preservation New Jersey promotes the economic vitality and sustainability and heritage of New Jersey's diverse communities throughout through advocacy and education. And whereas each year, PNJ reviews organizations and individuals who have made memorable and significant impacts on preservation and stewardship of our state historical sites and buildings. And whereas over 50 years of experience in preservation and museum management, Piscataway Township is privileged to have June Sadlowski as the executive director of the Mettler Bodine House Museum. And whereas we are proud that her accomplishments were recognized at the 2024 New Jersey Historical Preservation Award celebration. And whereas under her stewardship, the Mettler House Museum has acquired the Ross Hall Wall, which is named an American treasure by the National Park Service for its significance to the first Fourth of July celebration. Now, therefore, I, Brian Waller, Mayor of Township of Piscataway in the County of Middlesex in the state of New Jersey, along with the Township Governing Body, recognizes the powerful example of June Sadlowski has set for others to follow in safeguarding advocacy of historic preservation in New Jersey. Well, congratulations, June. Come on up, June.
Last month, and you're here awarding the contract for the museum expansion.
And when will that begin?
Well, we're expecting. You know what? We're going to throw a bonus in for you. We're going to give you the plastic that this came out of. Probably sometime, we think, probably in April. Probably in April is when they're going to move on. So I've already practiced the builder that you're very meticulous and very boisterous, and you're very tough as nails when it comes to the museum. So they already know, they got their flak jackets on while they're going to do this.
I'd really like to thank you and the council. This is lovely. But I'm thanking you on behalf of the people who are in the audience and those who didn't make it tonight that are there all the time taking care of your beautiful museum.
It's everybody's museum. It's not mine personally.
No, you are.
Otherwise, I'd have to be happy when they're cleaning it up every night.
Well, we're really lucky to have you, all of you in the town behind the museum. It's going to be fabulous.
Yes, it will. And hopefully it'll be done in time for our celebration of our country's 250th anniversary.
Yes, hopefully. And hopefully the Armenian trip to Interstate will be funded also.
That sounds like a grant match I've
heard. Well, there's no grant, as we all know. They're flying out the window.
I'm sure you'll find something. All right, Council President, I'm gonna walk this nice woman back to the chair.
Council President, I'd like to say a few words.
Please.
And we don't have to stay for the whole meeting.
Yeah, you don't have to. Unless you want to. Maxine, I know you wanted this as a date night, so you can take off. Thanks for coming. Yeah. I know we awarded the initial. I know.
All right. You ready?
June.
One second. I want to say a little something on behalf of Councilwoman Cahill, who's not able to be here tonight, okay?
Yes.
So she says, I have been honored to be a member trustee of the Mettler Bodine House and to work with June for various museum functions. June is a treasure she has given of herself to preserve the Township Museum. Piscataway is the recipient of her work, and we are forever grateful for what she has given to our town and its residents. The Mettler Bodine House is the lasting legacy of her work, and she thanks you. And we all say ditto to that.
I just want to invite all of you, and many of you I've never seen before. I'd like to invite you to the museum. We're open on Sunday from 12 to 4 this coming Sunday. And we are open every Thursday from 10 to 4. You can come and visit, and or you can call us, and we will come in to tour, give you a tour especially. But I think you'll be very, very surprised. We have some incredible, incredible artifacts, including the Ross Hall wall. And one of our artifacts, the Stats needlework, is going to be listed in the American Historical Society's booklet that they're writing as one of the 76 most important artifacts in the nation. So I think
that's impressive.
You should be extremely, extremely proud.
You're not getting an addition for that.
Thank you so much for the invite.
So come when you get time.
Thank you, we will.
Thank you.
Have a good night. All right, thank you so much. Continuing on, ordinance second reading, Patton Avenue Road Improvement Acquisitions. This is open to the public, resolution adopting ordinance.
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance for the Acquisition of Rights of Way, Easements, and Land and Fee Simple for the Improvement of Patton Ave, Phase 2, in the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, was introduced on the 11th day of February, 2025, and had passed the first reading and was published on the 16th day of February, 2025. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on March 4th, 2025, be adopted, passed, and after passage be published together with the notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2025-03.
Thank you, Ms. Mitch. Opening up to the public, to the remote attendees portion. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on Zoom app or if by phone by pressing *9. When it's your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press *6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions. Ms. Mitch, do we have anybody in queue?
There is nobody with their hand raised for this agenda item, Council President.
Thank you, Ms. Mitch. Closing the remote portion, opening up to the in-person attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council or administration would then respond if necessary. See no one in-person attendees stepping up. Closing to the public portion. We have a motion.
Motion, Councilwoman Lombardi.
Second, Carmichael.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Councilmember Carmichael.
Yes.
Councilmember Leibowitz.
Yes.
Councilmember Lombardi.
Yes.
Councilmember Rashid.
Yes.
Councilmember Earn?
Yes.
And Council President Espinoza?
Yes. Agenda item number 9, ordinance second reading, amending and supplementing Chapter 7, Traffic, Section 15. This is open to the public, resolution adopting ordinance. Ms. Mitch? Bless
you. Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance to Amend and Supplement the Revised General Ordinances of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, amending Chapter 7 Traffic, Section 15, Parking Prohibited During Certain Hours on Certain Streets, was introduced on the 11th day of February 2025, and it passed the first reading and was published on the 16th day of February 2025. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on March 4th, 2025, be adopted, passed, and after passage, be published together with the notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2025-04.
Thank you, Ms. Mitch. Opening up to the public. If you wish, the remote attendees first. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on the Zoom app or by phone by pressing *9. When it's your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press *6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions. Ms. Mitch, do we have anybody on queue?
Council President, there is nobody with their hand raised for this agenda item.
Thank you. Closing to the remote attendees, opening to the in-person attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council or administration will then respond if necessary. I see no one. Closing to the in-person attendees. May I have a motion?
Motion, Carmichael.
Second, Councilman Owen.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Councilmember Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilmember Leibowitz?
Yes.
Councilmember Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilmember Rashid?
Yes.
Councilmember Earn?
Yes.
Council President Espinoza?
Yes. Item number 10, ordinance first reading adopting redevelopment plan for Rivercrest. Cabana Club, Rivercrest Drive, Block 7305, Lots 1901, 20, and 21. Resolution adopting ordinance. Ms. Mitch?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled an ordinance adopting a redevelopment plan for Block 7305, Lots 19.01, 20, and 21, as shown on the tax map of the Township of Piscataway, commonly known as Rivercrest Cabana Club, Rivercrest Drive, be and is hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, on the 15th day of April 2025. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you, Ms. Mitch. May I have a motion?
I have a question. Sure. I think they opened up for business last year. There was...
This summer will be the last year.
That's what, okay. Because I thought that they were going to continue.
The company or whatever that's buying the properties, fronting them the money to stay for one more season.
Okay.
And then that's it. After the end of, I think, August, that's it.
Do we have any interest in that property?
No.
Anybody?
This is going to be age-restricted housing.
Would it be wonderful?
Thank you. Any further questions? May I have a motion, please?
Motion, Leibowitz.
Second, Lombardi.
Thank you, Ms. Mitch.
Councilmember Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilmember Leibowitz?
Yes.
Councilmember Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilmember Rashid?
Yes.
Councilmember Earn?
Yes.
And Council President Espinoza?
Yes. Thank you. First reading pass. Item number 11, ordinance first reading, sales of certain lands owned by the township, Block 2101, Lot 10.03, 5 Old Brunswick Road, resolution adopting ordinance. Ms. Mitch?
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled an ordinance of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, authorizing the sale of certain lands owned by the Township of Piscataway pursuant to NJSA 40A:12-13B1, B Be and is hereby adopted on the first reading that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, on the 15th day of April 2025. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Council, if I may, this is the corner property at Olden-Brunswick Road in Stelton that the town had acquired as per the engineering design plans for the upgraded signalized intersection. Basically, this ordinance is going to turn the land over to the county engineering department so they can install a stormwater management system out there as part of the reconstruction of the intersection.
Thank you, Mayor. Mayor, motion, please.
Motion, Councilwoman Lombardi.
Second, Councilman Irwin.
Thank you. Roll call, Ms. Mitch.
Councilmember Carmichael.
Yes.
Councilmember Leibowitz.
Yes.
Councilmember Lombardi.
Yes.
Councilmember Rashid.
Yes.
Councilmember Earn.
Yes.
Council President Espinoza.
Yes. First reading passes. Item number 12, ordinance first reading to exceed the municipal budget appropriations and establish a cap bank. Resolution adopting ordinance. Ms. Mitch.
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Calendar Year 2025, an ordinance to exceed the municipal budget appropriation limits and to establish a cap bank, be and is hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, on the 15th day of April 2025. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
If I may, Council President, this is an ordinance that is a housekeeping item, so when the town governing body goes to introduce the budget, you introduce this at the same time, because if you ever need to go exceed your cap, you have a bank. Obviously, we're going to be well under what the bank is this year, so this is for the bank money. So we're not exceeding our cap bank in the short.
Thank you, Mayor. May I have a motion?
Motion, Councilwoman Lombardi.
Leibowitz, second.
Ms. Mitch, can I have a roll call, please?
Councilmember Carmichael.
Yes.
Councilmember Leibowitz.
Yes.
Councilmember Lombardi.
Yes.
Councilmember Rashid.
Yes.
Councilmember Earn.
Yes.
Council President Espinoza.
Yes. First reading passes. Item number 13, first reading, amending and supplementing Chapter 2, Administration, Section 18, Resolution adopting ordinance. Ms. Mitch.
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance to Amend and Supplement the Revised General Ordinances of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, amending Chapter 2, Administration, Section 18, Division of Police, be and is hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, on the 15th day of April 2025. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you, Ms. Mitch. Motion, please.
Motion, Councilman Irwin.
Second, Councilman Rashid.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Councilmember Carmichael.
Yes.
Councilmember Leibowitz.
Can I ask a question?
Oh, sorry.
The excuse me.
The change is from 1 to 2.
Is that why it's in the parenthesis? Yeah.
Yes,
so it was 1 and now it's 2.
Yes, exactly.
And is that the only change?
Yes, that's the only change.
Yes.
Councilmember Lombardi.
Yes.
Councilmember Rashid.
Yes.
Councilmember Earn.
Yes.
Council President Espinoza.
Yes. First reading pass. Ordinance first reading, amending and supplementing Chapter 21, Zoning, Section 8A, Resolution adopting ordinance. Ms. Mitch.
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance to Amend and Supplement the Revised General Ordinances of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, amending Chapter 21 Zoning, Section 8A Flood Damage Prevention, be and is hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, on the 15th day of April 2025. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
So just wanted to give the council a bit of background on this. The ordinance is only setting the fees for the permit application. So it's for a floodplain development plan permit that is required by the state DEP in order for the municipality.
And Raj, and also FEMA.
And FEMA, in order to make sure the development isn't actually being built in constant flooding zones. So there has to be that review that the supervisor engineering does. But in order to offset the costs of that review, we were setting fees for the permits, which were allowed under state statute.
Thank you. Any further questions? Thank you. Motion, please.
Motion, Councilwoman Lombardi.
Second, Councilman Irwin.
Thank you. Ms. Mitch, can I have a roll call?
Councilmember Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilmember Leibowitz?
Yes.
Councilmember Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilmember Rashid?
Yes.
Councilmember Irwin?
Yes.
And Council President Espinoza?
Yes. First reading passes. Thank you. Item number 15, consent agenda resolution. For efficiency, items have been consolidated into a consent agenda to be voted on together. The materials for these items have been distributed to the council in advance of the meeting at this time. At this time, are there any items that the council would like removed from the consent agenda to be discussed or voted on separately?
None, thank you.
Thank you. And a motion, please.
Motion, Councilwoman Lombardi.
Second, Leibowitz.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Councilmember Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilmember Leibowitz?
Yes.
Councilmember Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilmember Rashid?
Yes.
Councilmember Irwin?
Yes.
Council President Espinoza?
Yes. Consent agenda passes. Item number 16, resolution introduction of CY 2025 municipal budget.
All right, so this is the municipal budget of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, for the fiscal year 2025. Be it resolved that the following statements of revenues and appropriations shall constitute the municipal budget for the year 2025. Be it further resolved that the budget be published in the Courier News in the issue of March 14th, 2025. Notice is hereby given that the budget and tax resolution was approved by the council members of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, on March 4th, 2025. A hearing on the budget and tax resolution will be held at 455 Hose Lane on April 15th, 2025 at 7:30 p.m., at which time and place objections to said budget and tax resolution for the year 2025 may be presented by taxpayers or other interested persons. Summary of current fund section of approved budget. General appropriations within caps, $56,997,082. Appropriations excluded from caps, municipal purposes, $26,106,541. Total general appropriations excluded from caps, $26,106,541. Reserve for uncollected taxes, $1,577,173.92. Total general appropriations, $84,680,796.92. Less anticipated revenues other than current property tax, $30,701,685.47. Local tax for municipal purposes, including reserve for uncollected taxes, $50,129,105.13. Minimum library tax, $3,850,000. $3,850,006.32.
Thank you, Ms. Mitch. May I have a motion, please?
Motion, Leibowitz.
Can I have a second, please?
Second, Councilwoman Lombardi.
Thank you. Roll call, Ms. Mitch.
Councilmember Carmichael.
Yes.
Councilmember Leibowitz.
Yes.
Councilmember Lombardi.
Yes.
Councilmember Rashid.
Yes.
Councilmember Uren.
Yes.
Council President Espinoza.
Yes. Thank you. Announcement and comments from our officials. Councilmember Sharon Carmichael.
Yes, I would just like to acknowledge that the Piscataway African American Seniors Corps on Friday held our last Black History Month celebration. It was a luncheon that was attended by a lot of people, especially seniors. But I want to thank the mayor, commend the mayor, because he came in, took time, and spoke to the seniors about what things were going on, happening with our leadership of the country, and for all of our representatives that are fighting for them and encouraging them to let their voices be heard and respond to emails and other inquiries that would help them get the support that they need. So they were interested, and they were asking how to get in touch with their representatives, how could they let their voices be heard. So I thought that was great. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, Councilmember Carmichael. Councilmember Laura Leibowitz.
Good evening, everybody. First of all, I just want to thank Daniel in our budget office. He really did a wonderful job going line by line, was so patient, clear, and articulate on how the budget works and all of its components, and I really appreciate that. I also want to just remind this body that last month we spent some time in discussion about immigrants' rights and undocumented community members, and I really would encourage us to continue that discussion. New Jersey right now just signed two large, oh, Daniel, I just complimented you. Did you hear me? I wanted to thank you so much for your work and your specificity and your real attention to detail and patience yesterday. Thank you so much for that. But I do want to encourage this body to continue to look at protecting the undocumented among us. New Jersey just signed two giant millions dollar contracts on detention centers for undocumented in this state, and I think it's a shame. And I just want to encourage us to continue to support those in our community.
Thank you, Councilmember Leibowitz. Councilmember Michelle Lombardi.
Yes, I'd just like to say happy St. Patrick's Day to all the Irish out there. We do have a pancake breakfast over at the Knights of Columbus. Let's see, what day is that? That's on Sunday, March 16th from 8 to 11:30 over at St. Francis Cabrini Cafeteria. Their pancake breakfasts are always very well attended and a very good breakfast. So happy St. Patrick's Day to all of the Irish out there.
Thank you, Councilmember Lombardi. Councilmember Sarah Rashid.
I wanted to wish all my fellow neighbors and friends Ramadan Mubarak. We started fasting on Saturday, and that will be an interesting month. The MCMC is hosting their annual interfaith iftar, which is going to be next Saturday on March 15th. I heard that they still have a few open seats, so if you're interested, please look for and register for it for sure. I also want to wish all our Hindu friends happy Holi, which is next week on Friday.
Thank you, Councilmember Rashid. Councilmember Frank Earn.
Yes, and don't forget the spaghetti dinner this Saturday night for Boy Scouts at St. Francis Cabrini.
Thank you, Councilmember Earn. Mayor? Thank you, Mayor. Business Administrator Timothy Stacy.
This is Kelly's last official meeting. She got a promotion. She's moving out of state. Shame on you. Congratulations and good luck in your future endeavors, Kelly.
Thank you. Ditto.
Business Administrator Timothy Dacey. Assistant Business Administrator Pauler.
Thank you. Thank you, Council President. I just want to bring to your attention, I'm not sure if it was prior to my arrival here, however, the township was awarded $1 million through the state and local fiscal recovery fund for our 911 dispatch center. I was on the phone with the state today going through the process to start to get our reimbursement for that grant. So that's exciting. I also would like to say that, and the project is about 75% complete, so that's good news. The other good news is that through the project, we also erected 3 cellular towers. So apparently some of these cellular carriers are vying to get on there, and that will be a reoccurring revenue for the township. So keep noted if any cellular carriers are listening, bid will be going out in the near future for that, as soon as we settle in and make sure everything is working. I also want to say our website was updated, so there's a tremendous amount of information out there for people to join in. Our seniors are very active. We've got a lot going on at the community center, the Y. So be sure to look in and hook into our township social media. There's so much going on out there, and connect with your fellow residents, neighbors, friends, that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you. Township Attorney Raj Gamore.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, wish Kelly good wishes. We've worked very closely over the past 3 years, and thank you for putting up with me. I keep saying that to you guys, but it's true. So really appreciate all the work, and thank you, and good luck. And also just wanted to add, there's a sick holiday on March 14th also, Hola Mahola, so wanted to make that recognition also.
Thank you. And I just want to echo what Assistant Business Administrator Paula had just mentioned about the Piscataway website. It's revamped, it's new, it's got a good feeling, it's got that fresh car smell. I want to especially thank our Economic Development Officer, Jen Johnson, who was spearheading this project. She has been taking comments and feedback from our senior citizens and us as well, and she's done a great job. It started as, we came together, we said, okay, so what's one of the things that residents are having trouble with, and it's one of the things that we fixed was the website. So kudos to her, kudos to everybody who was involved, and I'm excited for this. So all the information is there. All you need to do is go to the site, click on the links, click on the nice calendars on the front page that everybody can actually see, and now see all the scheduling of the events of the township. So that's very great to have. So thank you very much.
I like that analogy, new car smell.
It is. Okay. I'm going to item number 8, agenda 15th, 2025. Ordinance second reading, adopting redevelopment plan for Rivercrest Cabana Club, Rivercrest Drive, blocks 7305, lots 1901, 20, and 21. Open to the public, resolution adopting ordinance. Ordinance second reading, sale of certain lands owned by the township, block 2101, lot 10.03, 5 Old New Brunswick Road. Open to the public, resolution adopting ordinance. Any comments there? Great. Ordinance second reading to exceed the municipal budget appropriations and establish a cap bank. Open to the public, resolution adopting ordinance. Ordinance second reading, amending and supplementing Chapter 2, Administration, Section 18, open to public, resolution adopting ordinance. Ordinance second reading, amending and supplementing Chapter 21, Administration, Section 8A, Open to the public, resolution adopting ordinance. Resolution authorizing contract appraisers for Patton Avenue Road Improvement Acquisitions. Any questions there? No. Resolution approving amendment to redevelopment agreement, 10 Normandy Drive. Okay, at this point, I'm going to be opening up to the public for remote attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on the Zoom app or if by phone by pressing *9. When it's your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press *6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At this time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions. Ms. Mitch, do we have anybody in queue?
Yes, Council President, I am asking the first individual to go ahead. Go ahead, Ms. Cradville.
Hi, yes, this is Jessica Cradville, 1247 Brookside Road. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Excellent. So I just wanted to inquire about the reassessment notice. It's been a hot topic among friends and neighbors, and I did some data analysis with the county public tax records website, and it seems like the residential property value of the land and improvements since last year has gone up by $965 million in Piscataway. Commercial property and improvements going up by only $3 million, and industrial going up by $251 million. And then I looked at a couple of residences nearby my own. So the 1350 Stelton Road is a residential property. And since 2022, which is the earliest available information on the county website, since 2022, this property has increased its tax assessment value by 46%, but four doors down, the CVS at 1252 Stelton Road has only increased by 5% of its value. And its land value has been static since 2022, only having very small improvements in its, I'm sorry, increases in its improvement value. And then a neighbor's house since 2022 has gone up by 27% in value, the land increasing by $80,000 and the improvements kind of going up and down. And I was interested what the administration and the council have to say about this, because other towns in Middlesex County don't assess every year or every 3 years or even every 10 years. And it's causing us to be more impacted at a greater level. And I would be interested to hear your justification for a residential property increasing by 46% and then a property down the street, commercial in nature, having such a small increase of only 5%. So I look forward to hearing from you, and I appreciate everyone's time this evening.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. So Jessica, this is Tib. So actually, we instituted this about 7 years ago, and the idea is that you capture the value of the property as the prices go up, and if there's a decline, as the prices go down. So what it does is, over time, it makes sure that everybody is getting taxed at the fair and proper amount. So, a situation like COVID happened in 2020, and by April of 2020, before we had to put our values in, we dropped the value of commercial properties, hotels, and strip malls, because we knew that they were going to be closed. It would be tax appeals. So the result is that we have far less tax appeals. We have to allocate, this year only allocating less than $1 million for uncollected taxes, where a few years ago we were allocating $4 million in the budget for uncollected taxes. They figured, I don't know about the figures you talked about for the commercial or for industrial, but I do know that the average house in Piscataway over the past 3 years has gone up over 39%. So over 4 years, everybody will get reevaluated, and that keeps everybody within a proper range. There's another town in Middlesex County that just sent out their notices. They haven't had a revaluation in almost 30 years, and there you really get sticker shock. People, the difference between getting your what your property is worth versus your taxes, there's no correlation because the council has consistently over the past few years dropped the tax rate. So as the value goes up, they lower the tax rate, and that keeps the taxes relatively flat. And this year we're looking at dropping the tax rate, probably depending when we're done with the budget, between 4 and 5%. So that's how it works, and it keeps everybody, make sure everybody's taxed at the fair amount. If you live in a town, say like Woodbridge hasn't been reevaluated in many, many, many years. The people that had the old valuations have a very, very low valuation on their property, so the taxes really aren't fairly being applied to everybody across the board. Where in Piscataway, there they are.
Tim, I'd just like to add to that also, the state policies and regulations are guiding townships, and that's why we started implementing it, is that the township assessment should be within 90% of the fair market value. This wasn't something that the township did on their own. This is something that the state had required. Other townships that haven't done it, they're not in compliance with the state. And at any time, the state will or should crack down on those townships, and then as Tim said, you know, there's going to be some sticker shock as they reassess.
I want to thank you for just calling in. I know it is a concern of many people. I've seen it on social media. I've certainly heard from my own friends and neighbors, and so thank you very much for calling in and sharing your concern.
Ms. Mitch, do we have anybody else on remote attendees?
There is nobody else with their hand raised, Council President.
Can I make an additional comment?
I just, perhaps this is something that we can have a little info session now that we are expanding our website capabilities. Is something PC or just type? Excellent. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I believe we have some walkthrough sessions that's going to be being worked with PCTV. Is that
correct? Yeah.
Great, thank you.
Half an hour show in 1 week, thank you.
Closing for the remote attendees. Opening for the in-person attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion or your comments or questions, and the council or administrations will then respond if necessary. Good evening. Please state your name and address.
Sure. I'm Sarah Radford. I live at 13 Dunbar Ave. So first, I want to just compliment the council, because I heard a lot of council member as opposed to councilwoman and councilman. And I've spoken up at this meeting before about how I think it's really important for us to use non-gendered terminology when we can. And so I think that's really great, especially in light of, you know, the craziness that's going on in the world around us. So I think that's fantastic. But what I want to talk about tonight is similar to what Jessica was talking about. I want to talk about the property assessment. And I just want to focus on the property assessment and not the tax rate and not the actual dollars we pay, the property assessment. And the reason why I want to make that clear is because I think right now, like, we can all agree, like, fair property assessment helps us all. It's broadly important for paying our fair share. I'm happy to pay my fair share. I think the challenge that I'm dealing with is that the transparency just isn't there. The transparency of where these numbers are coming from, right? Once a year, I get the little postcard, and there's a couple of black and white numbers on there. It tells me my land value, tells me the improvement value, tells me the total, tells me what it was last year. And there's no context. There's no explanation. These come out of thin air. And so I think that's really what I want to focus on, is this issue of transparency behind these numbers. And so, I mean, I believe that there's data there. There must be, right? I'm a scientist. I believe in the data. I work at Rutgers Cancer Institute. I can't go to the FDA with an investigational new drug that has no data backing it up. And I feel like that's what's happening to us. You're coming to us with data, like numbers that have no information behind them. So The question I want to ask is, can the data, whatever it's comparable home sales, algorithms, whatever it may be, can the information that backs up these numbers be made public and shared with us as the taxpayers?
Council President, they are public. Everything's public. And
okay,
they're not
can
made
you
up
tell
out
me where
of thin
to
air.
It? Maybe like, put it on the flashy new website.
I know, but that's great. Some of the disinformation that some of the folks that you.
Well, I can't find it. I mean, I feel like I'm a smart person.
Everybody, you could put a request into the assessing office. It's public record. There's over 15,000 things.
It's all public record.
Okay, I'm just saying, like, I, as a smart person who lives in this town, don't know how to find that. So maybe that would be part of this information campaign you're going on, is to tell us how to find that information. Like, it feels like it's a little bit secretive.
There is definitely a formula.
Okay.
And as we just said, there's going to be a half hour show.
Okay.
Clearly telling you how the formula is done.
Oh, that'd be fantastic. That'd be great. Thank you.
You can also call.
Tune in.
Yeah, you can also call the tax assessor at any time you want, and she'll explain to you. The card, we have to follow the law.
That's what
so
the law.
The card,
yeah, no, I'm not arguing that we shouldn't follow the law. I just feel like I get a number and I don't know where it came from. So it would be fantastic. Yeah. I would love it. I hope that this is true, what you're telling me, and I will try to find it out, and I will come back if I'm unable to find it out. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And just one more thing. And, yeah. And believe me, I get the same little card,
yeah.
And it's got numbers. Definitely what everyone says here is true. You know, with that flashy new website, you can go under your drill down to your tax assessor, which is not difficult to, you know, it's not drilling down too much anymore. But you get it, the information about the tax assessor. You know, a lot of people have come to me, our residents have come to me as well and asked, where are these numbers coming from? And what I told them is just call the tax assessor, call the office, because a lot of people just, you know, don't call. They don't, you know, they exactly.
I didn't know I should call.
Yeah, well, exactly. Like anything, like we all have to do our homework. Like I
it's
need
an education.
I need to understand. I'm into data. I'm in IT. I need to know data. I can't just get a solution without any data. I'm just like, you know, just the way your thought process goes. So I have to call. I have to educate myself. I have to go and see where these numbers are coming from. So that way I can go ahead and say, oh, okay, but then I'll question that. Like everybody has questions after what you receive. I wouldn't stop there, but at least you have some type of foundation and knowledge to go on and, you know, ask the rest of the questions that you may have. But definitely call the assessor.
Yeah, I will. I'm nothing if not somebody who does my homework. I will try. I will see if I can get the information. And like I said, if I can't, I'll come back and I'll ask again. Thank you very
Please
much.
Do. Thank you.
One minute in a nutshell. So what we do is the town is broken up into four fire districts. So we do one fire district per year, and then we take a year off, and then you start all over again. So that means your house is going to get it reassessed every 5 years, every house in the town. And we don't do it. We hire assessors. They're professional assessors, they're licensed assessors, and they go out and they look at your house. Preferably you let them into your house so they can see if you did any renovations, anything, if you have three fireplaces or whatever, and they come up with the value of the house. They come back and they meet with the assessing team, my assessor, and we have two professionals that help us go through, and they look to pick at any anomalies, anything that went up way above everybody else or anybody that fell way below anybody else, or if your house went from 300,000 to 800,000. So then they soften the anomalies and take out certain anomalies and make sure that the numbers are accurate. And that's the number that you get on the card. And we mail you the card that if you don't believe your number is accurate, you can file a tax appeal. Now, the easiest way to look at if your number is accurate is look at similar houses. And then with Zillow, it's very easy. So if you put your house in on Zillow, it's probably within 90% of the number that you have. So you can look at your neighbors, you can look all through your neighbors, see what they have, and that's how we come up with it. And that's why you're given an option for a tax appeal if you want to do that.
I would argue that they're not as similar as you might be saying right there. So I'm going to take a look. I'll do my homework. Thank you very
Thank
much
you.
For your time.
And Mayor, a lot of residents may have the misconception of that there some residents are getting assessed every year, which is not the case. It's every 5 years, I think I understood
Every 5 years.
Okay.
So we'll do Fire District 1, Fire District 2, Fire District 3, Fire District 4, then you take the year off, and then you start over again.
Thank you.
You still get a postcard every year.
Yes.
So I, right, so
that's
I can see where people
law.
Would feel, you know, you're still going to get a postcard every year, but you're not going to get assessed
yeah,
every year. But I could see where that would be part of the misunderstanding.
Every town in the state of New Jersey does the exact same thing.
So I live in Metuchen. So my assessment on my house is less than I paid for it in 1999 when I get my card. So for me to look at that card, it's a ridiculous number, because I know my house is worth more than that because I paid more than that 26 years ago. So at least in Piscataway, if you look at that number, your house is worth nearly that number. It might be a little bit above, might be a little bit below, but as the market increased 39% in 4 years, we need to keep it current.
And is that a fact, Council President, for we only had 80 residential appeals last year, and all of them were sustained with the exception of two that had a fire. Two had fires. Apartments pretty much right on the money right there.
Thank you. I see no one else at the podium. Closing to the in-person attendees. Motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you. Meeting adjourned. Good evening, everyone.